and welcome back to Vocation Station on Divine Mercy Radio. This is Father Alfredo Hernandez. I'm the Rector President of St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, and it is good to be with you. In summertime, we missed the July episode because of summer vacation, but it's good to be back with you in August as we're preparing to receive new seminarians for next year. And my guest this month is Mr. Hunter Erndy, who is the Director of Development and Public Relations for the seminary. Hunter, it is great to have you with us.
Thank you, Father. It's good to be here, too.
And, Director of Development and Public Relations. That's, in a little bit, we'll talk about what that title means. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up here on the staff of the seminary.
Well, I'm really grateful to be here as part of the seminary staff and part of this mission. I am from Pensacola, Florida, originally, and grew up there my whole life. But around late high school, I had a deepening conversion experience that actually led me to discern a vocation in the seminary that led me to Miami, the seminary there, then ended up leading me here to St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary, where I did my theology studies for a few years, and then ended up discerning out of seminary, returning home, working in several different capacities, both in the secular world, but also back into the church. And within the last couple months, heard about this opportunity at the seminary and was excited through that grapevine hearing about it to apply and then join the team here at the seminary.
And we're really excited to have you working with us. Director of Development. Development is one of the, it's a euphemism, perhaps. I know some places have directors of development, other places directors of advancement, and obviously public relations. So what are some important parts of your job, and why does that matter to the seminary?
Really, when I explain this to people who are outside of the seminary or not familiar with this field, I usually tell them that I do fundraising, I do communications, and kind of that public relations events coordinating here at the seminary.
Great. And maybe let's start with that last aspect, and that I'm not sure everybody realizes that they could come to see the seminary. It's one of the things that for me is surprising is how many people I run into on the street. And when I say that I am rector of St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary, that is, been here since 1963, before anything else was built up in this part of Palm Beach County, they have no clue that we're here. And so how we get that word out is certainly public relations, but what are some ways that you do that and your office does that, and that we can invite people to come to know our seminary?
You know, that is so true, because in this South Florida environment with so many different golf course communities and where we're located, it's very easy for someone to pass by our front gates and see the nicely manicured gates and the beautiful signage, but not really realize what's behind the gate. I actually went to buy my wife her birthday cake about a month ago and stopped at this bakery, started chatting with the lady who worked there. She says, "Oh, I'm Catholic. I go to the church next door," but didn't know really what was going on inside the seminary. I said, "Have you ever been to visit?" And she's like, "No, you know, I really haven't." So I think getting that word out, and one of the ways I do that is by going around and telling people what I do and just kind of starting that conversation. And I think there's also some amazing events and opportunities that we do have. During the year, the Wednesday masses at 12:15 are a great way for people to come and visit. And I know that the seminarians enjoy that too, because they really do get to build relationships with some of the guests that come. Those people are really endeared to the seminary through those visits, and that through praying with the seminary also. I think those are huge. Part of that events coordination for me is scheduling the different visits that come to the seminary. People will request, sometimes for a retreat personally, or sometimes for a school or a church group visit. Maybe they've heard about the seminary, they've met one of the men who are assigned to a parish, and they're encouraged to come visit, come see what we do. So those are some of the ways. And then it kind of culminates annually in our gala, which is a huge event put on by the seminary itself, by all the seminarians, by our kitchen staff and our faculty. and people come, and that's one of our major fundraisers for the year. That really is the major fundraiser.
Yeah, that Friends of the Seminary event this year on October 17th is an amazing program and event, and we'll talk about that a little later. But yeah, just an encouragement. I know that most of our listeners, those who hear us on the radio primarily, are from the Space Coast area, and yet Space Coast, Treasure Coast. But you're welcome if it ever works that you can come down on a Wednesday for 12:15 Mass. We start back up in late September, and that runs through May, and just check out the schedule on our website. It always says when we're picking back up, but it would be great to have you 12:15 Mass, and so maybe even if you want to come with a group from a parish or talk to your pastor, we can make arrangements for, especially for that 12:15 Mass. You're always welcome to come, and maybe some other times you might want to drop by to visit.
You know, one of the things that I think since COVID, a lot of different organizations and parishes and schools have realized is that there really is a way to connect with people outside the walls through media, social media.
Yes.
And I think that's something that the seminary has been doing very well. There's a lot of talent here in the seminary, guys who maybe have backgrounds in those different fields who have been putting the effort into presenting us well. Our Instagram, our Facebook are great ways to see what's happening and also see the impact that the seminary, its professors, the priests and seminarians are having in the different areas where they're from. This summer we posted some posts about them on mission or different language programs. So if you can't make it in person, there's lots of ways to kind of follow along, especially through our different social media. And that's at SVDPSEM on all the different platforms, Facebook, Instagram, right. YouTube.
Yeah. And even just go to our website, svdp.edu, and there at svdp.edu, you can have links to all of those. Mm-hmm. For those who are a little less tech savvy and just want to have one place, there's little buttons, like that little button with the F. I think that's Facebook, right?
Yeah. But it really is encouraging to see those guys' talents come out, see that creativity, to hear their stories. I think that's really what the people that come to the Wednesday Masses or who support the seminary through the gala are so endeared by and so convicted by, is to really see what God's doing in those men's lives and then how that plays out in the church as they follow their vocations.
Right. And we also have a wonderful magazine, Seeds of Hope, that seminarians put out twice a year. And again, on the website, there's a link to see the recent editions, and there are also if you want to get a subscription to it for free, contact the development office, and we can add you to the mailing list for that as well.
Yeah, I think that, and that is something unique here, because when you talk about what is development in the seminary, in some other, I guess, or institutions, it would be a little bit different. But here, that magazine is seminarian run. I mostly just coordinate the printing of it and the mailing of it, but they make it. They collaborate on what the stories are, and it features the mission that we're accomplishing here. So it's really special to kind of connect to.
Yep. I'm looking forward. One of our faculty members, exiled bishop for Nicaragua, Bishop Silvio Baez, is going to be seeing the Holy Father in late August, and we've sent a couple of copies of the of Seeds of Hope to the Holy Father through his hands. So that's kind of exciting, isn't it?
That is exciting. You never know where you're sowing those seeds of hope.
Exactly.
Even in Italy, even in the audience of the Holy Father.
That's exactly. Awesome. We sent an issue of several years ago, Bishop Baez, back in 2021 it was. Bishop Baez took a couple of copies to Pope Francis, and Pope Francis actually responded, and it was clear that he had read it. So it was, or at least had looked at the table of contents. So that was pretty neat. So how has it been for you to come back in this new role? Maybe before we get more into the work that you're doing, mm-hmm. just how does it feel to be back here? And why does the mission of the seminary matter to you?
Well, you know, sometimes I explain this to people as I'm giving them a tour, discussing what we do here. And I say, you know, having been to the seminary and discerned out, that doesn't change the formation and the impact the seminary made on my life. If anything, I don't know what I would have turned at without the seminary formation that I received. I ended up going to college seminary for all of my college, and then I went to the major seminary for those theology studies, and to end up finishing with my math's degree from St. Vincent de Paul. And
Master of Arts in Theological Studies, right?
Yes, Master of Arts in Theological Studies. And I'm so grateful for the formation that I received through the church. And in many ways, I told my previous bishop where I was working that part of where I decided to work for the church was kind of to pay back what I had received from it. And I think I did that, did my time there, and now I'm coming back to the seminary to really promote this mission, to show and share what God does here. And it's really a beautiful thing to participate in. So I think it's been great. I got married in December of this last year, and my wife, around the time we got married, said she wanted to live kind of a unique and different Catholic lifestyle. She didn't want to just kind of go to work and go home and not be connected to the mission of the church. Well, little did she know that that would cause us to move after about 4 months of marriage, pack up everything, and come down here. But I think she's grateful, too, for this. And it's had its ups and downs just in the last couple months of adjusting and moving into a place and getting accustomed to the new work and style of what we're doing. But it's been very, very rewarding so far. And that's just the beginning, I'm sure.
Well, that is great. And something I don't believe in the 5 years that I've done this show that we've ever really talked about ways of supporting the seminary. And really, we focus a lot about what draws men here to us. But I think it is important for you to know how you can come and visit us, come and see us, and really ways of supporting our mission. I think it is important to know that most of our our funding certainly comes from the diocese that send seminarians to us. Each of our dioceses pays tuition for each seminarian, and a little more than half of our annual budget. But it's very important for us that we are able to pull from the earnings of our endowment, which is very important, and that comes from the bishops having made the commitment to give us a significant endowment, but really between $1.5 and $2 million a year comes from people who want to support our mission, both in direct contributions or wills that come in. So what are some ways that people can support us?
And as you're saying, Father, that when you think about the size of what we do here and what are we at this year with enrollment, about 135?
We're going to have a total enrollment, God willing, 135.
Yeah, so with 135 men enrolled in the seminary, and then all the faculty and staff faculty priests and the sisters who live here. I mean, this is a whole community, and what it takes to support that, both on the educational side, the maintenance side. I mean,
the eating side.
The food is, the guys eat a lot, you know, but they're fed well and they study hard. So, but just thinking about the groundskeeping, those sorts of things, takes a lot of resources to do that. And as you said, about half of our budget, comes from really the endowment and the fundraising.
Yeah.
So when we think about growth for the future, that we have to maintain that operational fundraising in order to proceed with what we're doing, but also the more we can get contributed to the endowment, the bigger that distribution grows so that we can do new things. We're adding new programs. With the propaedeutic being here and these different programs that have come on, there's creative ideas that we have, but we're always limited by what we can work with as far as our resources. So for people to do a regular recurring cash donation, that's huge. I mean, that continued commitment of a credit card or a bill pay check that comes in on a monthly basis is really a great base for what we do here. And that's something that people can do in addition to the regular tithe at their parish. And those even small amounts of $20, $50, $100, whatever you're capable of doing, that makes a big difference. But I think something that's talked about a lot in the development world today is how many resources are tied up in non-cash assets and gifts. So I think a lot of people don't even really know how much of an advantage it is to them to do non-cash gifts, whether it's stock or a IRA qualified distribution, those sorts of things. But it's one of those things that usually those can be even larger. Someone who might not have as much cash to give, but that could be a huge donation, but also give someone tax advantage. And I guess it's always better if you don't have to pay more taxes. So that's a real gift that could be done. So those things, wills and bequests, I think a lot of people just think about putting a dollar in a basket, but
right,
there's some there's a lot to learn. So if somebody is interested in making a gift and they're not sure how they could do it, that's part of that development director role, is learning those different ways that would both support our mission but also help people to give the biggest gift they can give in a way that doesn't disadvantage them or us.
So if somebody wants to reach you, how do they do that?
On the website, www.svdp.edu, there is a give button. Click that. It'll take you to our giving page, and there's a contact form on there also. They could also email development@svdp.edu, and we'd be happy to communicate in any way to make that happen if someone wants to make a donation.
Well, that is great. And you mentioned the Friends of the Seminary. That is a big event that we have every year. This year, we always do it. It's in October, the third week in October, the day of our Board of Trustees meeting. So all of the bishops of Florida and Georgia and the Carolinas are here with us just about, and for the board meeting. And then that afternoon we have Mass with Archbishop Thomas Wensky, the Archbishop of Miami, who's the chancellor of our Board of Trustees, always presides at that Mass. And then a beautiful celebration. We always honor people who have in some way either supported the work of seminary formation or the formation of priests, or with the poor. St. Vincent de Paul's two great loves, we know, were the poor and priesthood. And so we give the St. Vincent de Paul Award to two people or organizations. Over the years we've honored wonderful priests and sisters. We've honored the missionaries of charity, the Claritian missionary sisters. This year we're going to be honoring Father Jim Bodie, one of our alumni from the St. Augustine Diocese, who is a wonderful priest and alumnus who's worked, just given his life in ministry. And so we'll be honoring him, as well as Mr. Tim Flanagan, who is the founder of Catholic Leadership Institute, an organization that has done incredible work across the country, even across the world, supporting the work of parish priests. So that's a pretty exciting thing to know. Tell me a little bit about what you know already about Friends of the Seminary and what you're doing and preparing for it.
Yeah, so this really is is our biggest fundraiser for the year, and accounts for a huge amount of that income budget. And it's because we have so many great guests that attend. It's also because it's something we do entirely in-house, which is really a sight to see when you have those 135 seminarians getting to work. They're serving the kitchen. They're helping the kitchen staff with making the food. We have a really great event. Even one of the house priests who does the live auction. I haven't seen him do that live auction yet, but he has the perfect personality to be an auctioneer, and I'm excited to see him in character doing that. But those different the guests, what we do, the items and auction items that are donated on behalf of many of the guests, they're a lot of fun, but also a great gift of generosity. So beautiful to see that. And this year we're really blessed that our chairpersons for the gala are really taking it upon themselves to get involved, to kind of evangelize and make the invites to their friends and to their contacts to say, have you heard about this? Or do you know what they're doing here?
Yeah. So. No, definitely. Our chairs are Jorge and Virginia Dominicis of the Archdiocese of Miami. And we're very much excited to work with them. Actually hosting a couple of pre-events for that. So yeah, and certainly we want to get as many people who can come, and it's also a lot of people might be at a distance, might not be able to come, but sponsor us. So again, that information is on the website as well for Friends of the Seminary, right?
Yes, that would be under the Connect button on the website, and there's a drop down that says Friends of Seminary. So that would be the place to find that, see more information, and we'll have up the pages soon with the bios on our different awardees and the chairs. Because it really is, like Jesus said to the apostles, you know, they said, where are you staying? And he said, come and see. To hear the witness, whether it's my own of having been here and received this formation, it's a little hard to explain sometimes what impact and how personal it is to those who experience the impact of Christ and this church and meeting the people who represent that church. And the effort that Jorge and Virginia are putting into this is reflective of how they've been impacted and their relationship with the seminary, with its priests. They know you from a long time, Father, but also with the church. So I think each person who comes here, and probably each person who listens to a program like this, has had some direct impact from the church. And so to witness to that, I think, is really powerful, because if you really do see and know and are impacted by a mission, like, of course you would want to support it. You would want to share it in whatever way you can.
That's great. And really, this particular program is part of our public relations efforts. This was something that Bob Grope, the director of the radio station, he reached out to Bishop Toops, my predecessor, Monsignor, back then he was Monsignor David Toops, Bishop, now he is Bishop of the Diocese of Beaumont in Texas, reached out to him, and they got this program going. And it's been a great way to reach out and share with you what's happening here at our seminary, which is, we call it, the title is St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary. And that means that it really reaches out to the entire southeastern region of the Church of the United States. It's called Region 14. And this year, for the first time in history, we are going to have all of the dioceses of Florida, Georgia, South, and North Carolina represented either in our student body or on our faculty.
That's awesome.
We have one faculty member from the Diocese of Charlotte who's going to be adjunct faculty. So I'm going to tell Father Ben Roberts when he starts teaching adjunct that he is going to make us absolutely, truly regional, and that's just a wonderful thing. And I don't think most people don't realize that we are the only Catholic theological seminary south of Washington and east of New Orleans.
Wow!
And we really are. We'll probably be this year the third or fourth largest theological seminary in the United States, and that's a pretty exciting thing to say about it, about our place, and we want to get more people to know about it. And that's something, an encouragement for all of you. Certainly, as Hunter said, it's so important to have more people be a part of supporting the mission financially. But as we always say, pray for us and let your friends know about us. Talk about what we do. Make sure you're getting Seeds of Hope, either the printed copy or you're looking at it online and finding out more what we're doing here. Follow us on social media, and reach out to us and say, hey, I've got questions about what's happening. I want to know more. And that's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I recently saw an infographic from I was going to say another organization, but from Focus, and it was well done, and it had all the places that their missionaries were impacting the country. And I thought, well, we could do that. We're starting to get such a spread with all these guys from these different places, and we have people coming from as far over as Arizona, New Mexico. Some of those,
we've had seminarians from New Mexico. We have seminarians from Beaumont, Texas,
and so with that, where these guys are coming from and going to, it really is beautiful that the seminary is reaching that far and making that impact. So
yeah, and really as we think of our work here, you maybe think about something that's important for priests who work here. I'm a priest of Palm Beach, so I'm very close to where I grew up. My first time visiting the seminary was when I was a Cub Scout, and yet many of our faculty priests are coming from very far away, and it's a sacrifice for them to be away from their homes, away from their home diocese. And yet there's a sense in which most of us would love to be in a parish, and yet we realize that there's a multiplier effect to the work that we're doing, where we don't touch as many people every week as we might in parish ministry. And yet, if you multiply it by the number of seminarians here, and the people they're going to impact in their lives, it is just, I can't count that high in terms of the number of people who are going to be impacted by, for myself, for my work here, and that of each priest here, and that of all of our staff, and just really, I encourage you very much to pray for us and to be supportive of our mission in any way that you can. So yeah, remember that our website, haven't pushed it very much in the past, but just svdp.edu, or like if for people who do those things like the Facebook and stuff, how do they find us?
It's svdpsem. So svdpsem, and if you put that in YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or Google us, you'll find us there. And I think that the website, we update, we have a lot going on there, but you get those kind of daily updates of the guys in language study in Spain getting visited by their professor, or soon I'm going to put an update about the big maintenance projects and construction we've had here over the summer. But you get to be a little bit more tapped into what's going on. But well, check us out.
Great. And Hunter, I guess if you have any final words for our listeners, what might you say to them?
A big order to serve. But I think that really we're all called to follow Christ and to give ourselves over to the mission of his church. And we all do that in our own unique ways. And so I just say, consider how it is that God is calling you to support his mission. And if that's doing what you do where you are, that's an awesome thing. But if there's any way you can support our mission, this mission, as you said, it reaches out. It's such a trickle down. And when I left the parish, I was thankful to come back to the source where it's going to flow down from to help with the formation of priests. So it's such a gift to be here.
Terrific. Thank you, Hunter, for saying yes to being a part of our mission. And thanks to all of you for listening this month. Pray for us. Pray for the men who are about to arrive to start seminary. And see you next month on Vocation Station. God bless you all.